Hi, it's Coach Kevin Don here, bringing you some facts rather than fallacies and helping you to unlock higher order objective thought processes that allow you to hard pass on the latest fitness fads. So one of the biggest arguments in the fitness industry is, are classes or one-on-one training better? It probably won't surprise you that personal trainers say individual program design is best, and class-based gyms say classes are best. So let's have a more objective look with a healthy sprinkling of my own anecdotes. Now, like everything I discuss here on the show, there is a ton of nuance. So is individual design better? Well, I don't know. Maybe. It all comes down to intent. Now, there are three categories of program design or training scenario. The first is group program design. The second is individualized group. And the third is individual. Now, unlike what personal trainers who are literally squeezing the lemon for more clients will tell you, there is no such thing as group personal training. It's either group or it's personal. It's mutually exclusive. Now, before we circle back to the differences between group and individual, I'll give you a little anecdotal evidence from my life recently. So I've mentioned on the show before that I joined an adult gymnastics class. Recently, this class has been getting busier and busier. The numbers have increased from 5 to 6 people per class to 20 to 22 people per class. Unfortunately, the number of coaches has remained the same. This has turned what was a coach class into what really looks just like disaster management. People are left to do all their own warm-ups. The coaches can't control or coach such a large group, so it's now really just become supervised open gym training, where each person decides what they're going to train and the coach tries to just work around the group. And sadly, this has meant in the last 4 classes that I've attended, which is 8 hours of training, I haven't received any coaching. The coach literally hasn't made the time to make it round to me. I'm not getting any technical corrections. So I've stopped going to these sessions. Fortunately, I found another gymnastics facility the same week I decided that I wasn't going to keep spending money to drive to the gym to coach myself. This new place has gymnasts providing one-on-one tuition. In the first session, I made more progress than I had in the 14 sessions in the group. Why is that? Well, basically, groups are set up to fail in a coaching scenario. My first episode of Get Fit Guy, I defined coaching as taking someone on a journey from the point of their current ability to a point of intended physical outcome. Because the group program is either written to the coach's teaching strengths, also known as a teaching bias, or it's written for the needs of the many and not the few, it's impossible really for anyone to reach a specific intent. It's the lowest order of training because it's moving for the sake of moving. Short term, probably fun, but long term, you won't get to a goal. I mean, it might well be that your goal is exactly that, which is fine, just to have fun. But I don't think that if you were purely satisfied with moving your body with no goal, that you would be listening to this podcast and looking for fitness learnings. So some examples of group training you might find or be familiar with are maybe a HIIT class at the local gym, an online class such as Peloton, or a boot camp at the local park. Now, next up, we have group individual design. Now, I've already said that you can't have group personal training. You can't. But you can individualize the group. Now, I think of this a little bit like you go to buy a new suit off the rack and then you have it altered. It fits better than it would straight off the peg, but it won't fit you as well as bespoke tailoring. In an individualized group, everyone follows the same program, but the coach makes changes according to each person's technique or provides a more simple or complex variation of a movement. Good examples of this would be a CrossFit or functional fitness gym or even martial arts, where there are belt levels which donate your skill, and you have a progression plan in place towards the next belt. Finally, we have individual design. As I mentioned, This is where we're dealing with a bespoke level of programming and coaching. There'll be a consultation, which will help the coach and the client to understand long-term goals and where their current capacity lies. And it may be for people that are looking to either rehab a specific injury or train according to unique needs, such as menstrual cycle, injury limitations, or maybe if you just enjoy that extrinsic encouragement and motivation. Or if you've reached a plateau following the group program, you might come into individual design. If you have a very specific goal for movement or sports, or if you want to train for health and longevity and have decided that using heart rate and volume of sweat is a poor benchmark for a good session. So now you have an understanding of what the differences are between these three styles of training and program design. You can make a more informed decision about what you prefer and what you would want to invest your time and money into. Just like with clothing, some people will really be able to rock the clothes off the peg, and other people will want a bespoke, tailored plan. It's all about your intent. If your intent is to have fun, listen to good music with your friends and maybe your favorite instructor, then body pump class at your local gym might be your jam. But if you want to respect and validate yourself as an individual, you might want to pull the trigger on finding a coach. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.